This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we finished studying Haggai. Today, let's look at the book of Zechariah. Both of these prophets were contemporaries and essentially had the same message. Zechariah gave a propelling promise. I like Haggai. He was used by God to encourage the Israelites to complete building the temple. From what he said, we learned that when God gives us a job to do, no matter how insignificant it might seem to us, we're to do it heartily as unto the Lord. God pledges his own support, and any work God is engaged in is great work. Learn also that when you get bogged down, trust his promises for blessing. When you get discouraged, trust his promises for deliverance. When you get hurt, trust his promises for healing. He has a promise suited for your every need. Find it, put faith in God to fulfill it, and you will be propelled on your way to victory. I remember reading about a man watching the building of a big cathedral. As the workers were laying brick, one was grouchy as he worked. When asked what he was doing, he responded, "Just laying brick after brick." He observed another man doing the same task. He was joyful, whistling as he worked. When asked what he was doing, he affirmed, "I'm building a mighty cathedral." Your perspective on life can change everything. The promises of God give you the best perspective on life. Learn from Zechariah the propelling power of the promises of God.